Welcome to the podcast, the audio diary of Daniel Wirth. Hello. On this special edition of the podcast, I'm going to be answering the question, what is a pipe fitter? So, for those of you who know me from my job as a pipe fitter, this is going to be obvious and fairly uninteresting, but for those of you who know me from the open source world, I get asked a lot why I go by Pipeman Music. And the reason is that I'm a pipe fitter professionally. I've been a pipe fitter for 17 years now. And most often when I tell someone that I'm a pipe fitter, they don't have a clue what a pipe fitter is or what they do. So I thought I'd record, you know, possibly an interesting podcast on that very topic. So, pipe fitting is a skilled construction trade. It's some of the other skilled construction trades you might have heard of if you haven't heard of pipe fitting. So like plumbing, electrician, iron working, operators, those are all construction trades or labor trades. And pipe fitting is its own category of a trade. I'm a union pipe fitter and I am a member of Denver's local number 208. I graduated from their apprenticeship program in 2007, and it's funny because when I was trying to go to engineering school and figure out what I was going to do with my life as a young man, my father-in-law, who was the head of construction out at Coors at the time, asked me if I ever thought about being a pipe fitter, and I told him, I can honestly say I've never thought about being a pipe fitter because I don't know what a pipe fitter is. So my journey started not knowing what it was. 2 weeks after that conversation, I started on a job site, just kind of hauling bolts around, and you couldn't have not known less about pipe fitting than I did at the time. In fact, I tell this story quite a bit. They like to call new guys green, and I was as green can be. And everything was just awe and wonder. And I was with a guy walking from floor to floor on the job site, and I saw these two guys over there making a weld. They were welding on something. And I said, oh, man. I was like, I wish I'd have picked something that had welding in it. And he looked at me and he's like, those are pipe fitters, stupid. And I was like, oh, well. That's good. and I didn't know anything. But from there, you know, I did well in the apprenticeship. When I was a fourth year apprentice, I got to be able to go do design. And I've been doing design for 12 years. And I currently work for a company called Southland Industries in California. And I work from home. And I live in Colorado, obviously. And so I wanted to cover what a pipe fitter is. The pipe fitting trades started out in the early dawn of the Industrial Revolution doing gas piping in those days when they fit gas lamps. So they had what was called a gas fitter, and he ran the gas lines that fed the gas lamps. Later on, steam became popular, and so when steam was used for comfort heating, there was steam fitters, and then there was the pipe fitter who did other screwed connection type pipe, and at the time, everything was hand-threaded, including the fittings, and so they had a separate trade called the pipe fitter apprentice, whose job was to work with a pipe fitter. And then in the early dawn of the labor revolution, they joined together all the plumbers, pipe fitters, steam fitters, gas fitters, and apprentices to form the United Association of Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, Steam Fitters, and Apprentices. So later on, the sprinkler fitters who do fire protection lines like fire safety, fire sprinklers, joined the UA. And so while I'm in the same trade union as the plumbers, or the plumbers rather, I do not work on plumbing systems. I work on HVAC systems, steam systems, and pharmaceutical, high purity piping, pneumatic control piping. It's a huge trade. So pipe fitters work everywhere from the local power plant, nuclear energy, coal-fired, anything that most of the modern large-scale powerhouses use steam to generate electricity. And so we work on all the steam lines. But then pharmaceutical plants, wherever they're making drugs for prescription or injectables, flu vaccines, those kind of plants have lots of piping. We work on those. Chip plants that make not potato chips, although there's pipe fitting in potato chips. microchips. So in a microchip plant, they have high purity piping for all their tooling to wash and clean and maintain their clean rooms where they have the dies that they print circuit boards on. So we do work at Intel, aerospace, anywhere that has anything that isn't plumbing work. So plumbers do soil piping, that's what connects your toilet to the sanitary, storm piping, and then they do domestic water, things that humans drink. And everything else in piping is done by a pipe fitter. We'd use, there's welders, pipe fitter welders who weld pipe together, steel pipe. That's more on like steam and commercial large scale, what's called hydronic piping, which is heating and cooling piping. We also do refrigeration piping. So if you have a air conditioning system on your house, we do that, but we do it on huge industrial scales, including ammonia systems that do massive warehouses for freezer spaces, for all the way to your local grocery store. So when you see all those walk-in coolers in the back, or the chiller, the ice boxes and everything that they keep milk in, all of that is pipe fitters work. Those are more of our service guys, service technicians. And we do new construction. And I've been doing design. So I work in AutoCAD and Revit all day, every day. And I love what I do. I teach classes at my union hall. I'm extremely proud to be a pipe fitter. It's a part of a really grand tradition. And being a member of a union really has changed my life. When I first started out, I was a teen parent, had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I did. I thought I was going to move to California and be a famous musician, and that didn't happen because I had a child and got married, and was looking for something else to do. I was trying to go to school. I dabbled in a number of things and found pipe fitting, like I said. And I haven't turned back. I love my trade. I love what we do for a living. And for those of you who are pipe fitters listening to this, I hope I did everyone justice. But, you know, we're part of one of the largest construction trades out there. We're probably on par with the electricians, but we're larger than plumbing, larger than most of the other construction trades. So if you turn a light switch on, you don't just think an electrician, think a plumber. Or thank a pipe fitter, rather. Screwed that up. Thank a pipe fitter if you enjoy a warm building or a cool building, or your food getting to you at a safe temperature, milk transport. We do work at dairies. Lots of piping and high purity stainless steel tanks, that kind of stuff. That's it. I won't keep droning on, but most people don't know what a pipe fitter is and don't know why I'm co by Pipe Man Music. I'm a musician, and when I started hosting the Open Source Musician Podcast. I wanted a handle, and that's what I ended up going with. So, hope you got something from this, and till next time, podcast out. That's it for this podcast. You can find me on Mastodon at Pipeman Music, on Facebook as Daniel Worth, and on Twitter as Pipeman Music.